WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Many of our listeners may remember that Robin Williams struggled with Lewy body dementia, the second most common cause of dementia after Alzheimer's disease. I recently spoke with Dr. Greg Jaika, UK Director of Clinical Research at the Sanders Brown Center on Aging, about the documentary Spark, Robin Williams and His Battle with Lewy Body Dementia, that has a free screening on April 8th at 6 p.m. Eastern. Well, Greg, thank you very much for talking with me today. And I understand that there is a film screening coming up that folks can attend online, and then a discussion afterwards with you and with Dr. John Slevin. Can you tell me a little bit more about what that presentation is going to be?
So we're really excited about this, Greg. The presentation is called Spark, S-P-A-R-K, and it really is a documentary on Robin Williams' life. And if you don't know it, Robin Williams had Lewy body disease, or dementia with Lewy bodies. This is a disease that's closely related to Parkinson's, and the disease eventually took Robin's life. So the main actors in the documentary, of course, are excerpts from Robin Williams' actual life, and his friends, family members, others in the film industry, and of course Susan Williams, his wife, really describing what they were going through, how difficult it was for them to find anyone that understood Lewy body disease, that was able to provide a diagnosis, and the delays to get help that's available today through memory experts like myself, as well as Parkinson's experts like Dr. Slevin.
And this event is going to be free and open to the public. We can put a link to registration up on the website. But you had mentioned to me offline that you welcome all comers and that you have several thousand openings.
That's correct. We have a rather large web-based license that allows for this kind of programming to occur, and everyone who has a family member who has ever suffered from memory problems, and or a family member who has ever suffered from Parkinson's, a friend who's ever had those conditions, or are just generally interested and or loved Robin Williams, we encourage you to attend. Absolutely free. It will be web-based, so we're not going to be in a crowded movie theater. You'll be able to access the program from any smartphone, computer, or other device that reaches the internet.
And Greg, how prevalent is Lewy body disease? This, I know that the public's concern for this condition was increased after the death of Robin Williams, but is this something that you frequently see in your clinical practice?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And Lewy body disease is the second most common form of degenerative dementia right after Alzheimer's disease. And so, yes, this is actually quite common, even though I know from my experience with patients and families, when they're given this diagnosis, things make sense to them, but they feel alone. They feel like they're the only ones in the world. And that's not the case. And so the Lewy Body Disease Association in the United States and internationally has been increasing awareness of this, building support groups, helping to advocate for research into new medicines, potential cures. Very, very important. And the other really interesting fact, Greg, is that Lewy body pathology, the actual Lewy bodies themselves, that's just a description of what we find in the brains of patients, actually are found in a third to a half of all Alzheimer patients. So this is something that frequently in the population is there and remaining hidden from our view, and yet understanding it begins to increase our ability to understand the thoughts, behaviors, and actions of anyone we know who might be coming down with memory problems.
And this is going to be on April 8th at 6 p.m. Eastern. Is there anything folks need to do to prepare, or should they just show up online and you'll go from there?
I think, Greg, get a soda and a bag of popcorn, and make sure that you've registered so that you get the web link to the actual program. And that's it. Invite your family and friends to join with you. Any limitations that we have in number of folks doesn't really boil down to individual numbers. It boils down to number of computer systems, and we have the availability for thousands throughout the region to connect with this program. We'd like to fill every spot and really push awareness of this to help all of those out there who are developing signs of Parkinson's or memory loss, and their family members understand this could be a sign of Lewy body disease.
Greg, is there anything before we part that we haven't touched on that you would want our listeners to know?
I think that for those that are not aware, eventually Robin, caught in the midst of Lewy body disease, took his own life. And so the documentary is quite frank about that and open in that portion. There are no graphic scenes or demonstrations, but that topic of Robin committing suicide does come up, and that can be a touchy and emotional issue for many folks. So if you think that content may not be appropriate for you or for a loved one, please use caution in signing up. But again, the documentary itself is informational, not graphic or sensationalist in any way, shape, or form.
My thanks today to Dr. Greg Jaika, Director of Clinical Research for the Sanders Brown Center on Aging, for talking with me about the upcoming free screening of a documentary about Robin Williams and his battle with Lewy body dementia. If you or someone you know is having suicidal thoughts, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-TALK. That's 800-273-8255. Help and hope are free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.